brightens my day.
Sonoma County Focus.
Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and today we are chatting about chowder. My guest on the line with me is Shauna Campbell. She is the president for the Bodega Bay Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm so excited to talk about the 21st annual Chowder Day. This is coming up on Saturday, January 27th. It's super fun. I have been, I think it's probably been at least 5 years since I've been to Chowder Day, so I'm due to go back. It's a really fun event. So tell us the details of this. It's on Saturday, January 27th. What is the time frame during that day?
Well, this year we have, the time frame is 10 a.m. Is when the check-in opens. Mm-hmm. We have two separate check-in stations, and the event goes from 10 to 3. Previously, we had had two different time frames that you could do chowder tasting, but this time we're letting everyone go the whole day from 10 to 3, so you can really take the opportunity, take your time, enjoy the chowder, go travel around, go to shops, just really visit the area, enjoy the area. So we hope that this change will really be fun for everyone.
Great. Okay, cool. So how does it work? This is a pre-sale event, right?
It is. It is, and it sells out pretty quickly. We do have tickets available, so you can visit our web chamber website at visitbodegabayca.com, and it will take you to the link to Eventbrite. It gives you all the details. You can purchase a ticket online, and each ticket with the ticket, tickets are $30 each, and you get a wristband, you get a tasting map that will give you an opportunity to taste and make notes about your chowder. You get a commemorative spoon, and then you can just go around and enjoy chowder all day. At the end of the day, what's really neat about this is we really encourage people to dress up. I know a lot of the restaurants, they also have themes, so that's always really fun. And we have groups that have been doing this year after year, so it's always fun to see everybody come out. At the end of the day, we have prizes for, you know, most spirited chowder tasters, and you can also just turn in your fully stamped. Each location will have a stamp where once you taste the chowder, they'll give you a little stamp, and at your last turn, you can either turn it into the visitor center or your last stop. Mm-hmm. And we go around and collect them, and we have lots of fantastic prizes for people for participating.
Oh, neat. What kinds of prizes would those be?
We have everything from really cool merch from lots of our participating restaurants, you know, sweatshirts, hats. We have kayak. We have like some kayak rentals from Bodega Bay Kayak. We have sweatshirts. We have dinners. We have even an overnight stay. So there's all kinds of things. We have lots of good prizes.
All right, and okay, great. In order to then be eligible to win one of these awesome prizes, do you need to have stopped at every chowder spot along the way?
That is the key. Yes, absolutely have to stop at every place. And this event is, it takes place in two of our little towns, Valley Forge and Bodega Bay. So, you know, there's probably five or six locations in each town. So we give you plenty of time, and you can stop by and taste at all the locations. And like I said, you get a tasting map where you can, you get a stamp from each place, and then you can leave it with your last stop, or you can feel free to stop by our visitor center at 913 Highway 1 in Bodega Bay and drop it off there. And then we just do the prize drawing at the end of the day at 5 o'clock.
Oh, that's wonderful. Very cool. I also see on your website at visitbodegabayca.com that there is an opportunity to post on social media for a prize as well.
Yes, and that is, you can do that. And like I said, we really encourage people to dress up and really get spirited to come around and taste the chowder. It's really fun. So you can post on Instagram, post on any of our social media pages, And we also do prizes for that as well.
So. Okay. Now, when you talk about being spirited and dressing up, what are you talking about, Shauna?
You know, people, last year it was so fun. I mean, people wear clam hats, they wear wigs, some people get so excited they do like an annual t-shirt. We also have t-shirts that will be available for purchase, but some people just get their own little groups. They have names of their groups, and it's kind of an annual, yearly trek they make out to our community. And it's so fun because we just see them. I've been participating at my restaurant for a number of years, I think since 2012 or 13. And it's just fun because you just get to see faces year after year and then meet so many new ones, too. It's really cool.
Oh, that's so great. All right. So let's talk about the chowder itself. Are we talking like New England chowder, or are there a variety of different chowders?
Well, that is the exciting thing, I think, about our new format, because everyone can celebrate the chowder that they do best. So we want everyone that's participating to, there's lots of different restaurants, and they have, most of them here, I do believe, have more of a New England-style chowder. Mm-hmm. And chowder, just by definition, is a soup or a stew with clam or fish, and usually, onions and potatoes or corn. There's different types. There's the New England is the classic, with the cream or milk.
Right.
There's the Manhattan that has the red tomato base. And I don't know if you know this, but there's also one that is a Rhode Island, which I'm new to me, but it's one that's clear. So there's it's all the other elements, but no cream in it. So I thought that was interesting. Yeah, I have not personally had that one. So each place has their own type of chowder. And it's most of it here is clam chowder, but everybody's encouraged to do what they do best. So that's the good part about tasting it.
I love it.
We have 12 different participating restaurants and areas to taste. I'm happy to talk about them. They're all wonderful places, and like I said, a lot of them have their own themes. And some of them keep them secret, so you have to, check them out every year. Our theme is Mardi Gras this year because we're coming up on Mardi Gras season.
And which restaurant is yours?
Rocker Oyster Cellars in Valley Forge.
I love that spot. So fun.
Thank you. Yeah, so we're really excited, and it's a fun day for everybody.
All right, so why don't we start in Valley Forge? If you wanted to start there, you could check in right out front of Rocker Oyster Fellers. That could be your check-in spot. Tell us about the different restaurants and spots in Valley Forge where you can try some chowder on Chowder Day.
Absolutely. Well, coming into Valley Forge on Bodega Avenue from Petaluma, our first stop, or it could be, depending on where you are, your last stop, middle stop, but we have the Bodega Bay Oyster Company, and they have a delicious chowder. So they're one of our first stops, and they're coming from Petaluma out to the coast. They would, be the first technical place that you would come out on Bodega Avenue or Highway 1.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get into Valley Forge. We have, of course, Rocker Oyster Fellers. You'll have a check-in right in front. You can check in there. We have our chowder on our back patio. The Valley Forge Cheese Company is right across the street from us, and they have a delicious chowder, so that'll be really fun. Next door to them, the Valley Forge Market, which is a really cool little market and has just recently been purchased by a new owner.
Mm.
So they will have their chowder, and then further down the road, we have Danucci's, which is a staple of Valley Forge and has been there forever.
Yeah.
And they'll also be open. It's a great place. So we have a lot of fun little chowder tastings there in Valley Forge.
Okay,
and
that's great. Now, before we leave Valley Forge, I just have to do a little shout out for Valley Forge Cheese Company because I love them so much. I used to help out organizing the California Artisan Cheese Festival, and Karen and Joe are some of my favorite people on the planet, and their spot is so great. If you haven't been out to Valley Forge in a while, they're relatively new. I would say in the last 5 years or so, they've had their shop open there, and you can see in the back where they're making cheese and their cheese sort of aging areas. They've got a wonderful little shop there where you can go in and buy things and get other food besides chowder, but it's such a fun place. So really, if you haven't been to Valley Forge, definitely stop by Rocker Oyster Fellers because it's so much fun. But I love Valley Forge Cheese Company just for a little sort of like a weekend trip. It's great.
It is. I'm so glad you said that. And we're so lucky. We feel it's the tiniest little town, but we have so much fun stuff happening.
You really do, yeah.
And we do, and we're so lucky to have Karen and Kenny there. It's a neat little shop, and yes, absolutely. I love being able to look in there, and it's such a great family business. It's very, very, very cool. So we feel super lucky. And I think most of us in Valley Forge that have restaurants and stores, we all enjoy using her cheeses in a lot of our dishes. So we're pretty lucky.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, so then if we head out to the coast to Bodega Bay, what will we find there for chowder?
Okay, well, in Bodega Bay, we have a whole assortment, and you could go to the far end, or you could stop at your first stop. We have Fishitarian, and Fishitarian always does an amazing job. First of all, their chowder is awesome. It's also gluten-free, so there are some gluten-free options out there, and they do a really cool job of always having a fun theme. Mm-hmm. So Fishitarian is one, and then we also have, you can go further down, we have the Birds Cafe, which is really awesome. It's a cute little place, and we also have the Boathouse. We'll be participating, which is so fun. We have Fisherman's Cove. Further down, we have Ginocchio's Kitchen, which is always fun and festive. Of course, we have Anello Family Crab and Seafood. And then we also have the beloved Spud Point Crab Company, who are awesome and always really help and contribute to our community so much.
Yeah, so many great spots in Bodega Bay for wonderful, exquisite, fresh seafood. And then, of course, on Chowder Day, it's all about the chowder. Now, you've changed the format of Chowder Day recently. Tell us about this change.
Yes, well, we had to take a little hiatus just due to COVID. So we didn't have it for a couple of years. This would be, I think, technically the 21st year. And this is the second year we've kind of changed the format. And it worked so well last year that we decided to continue on. So instead of it used to be a contest for the best chowder, but we switched it to be more of like a wine road event where you enjoy tasting all the chowders that everyone has to offer. And we really enjoy it being a community event because we want people to come out and see what all we have to offer out here in West County and, you know, take the time and go around and maybe come back and be able to visit those area places. So now it's just a tasting, and you can, people get the opportunity, like I said, with a tasting map to make notes. It was so interesting because I've done it so many years. And we actually had people really taking time to write down what they thought about each chowder, even more than previous years. Last year. It was really fun. So you can make your own notes and take your time visiting. And then, like I said, turn your fully stamped tasting note in, take a picture of it so you remember.
Right.
and get a great prize.
That's so cool. And then also there's an opportunity because there's so many wonderful spots out in the West County and along the coast to maybe stop by and get some candy at the taffy shop.
Taffy shop, we've got kite shops, we've got, you know, surf shops, we got, you know, all these in all both little towns. We've got really cool places to visit. Absolutely. You can, and it gives you time to kind of explore.
Yeah, very much so.
You can make a weekend of it. Yeah,
you totally could.
Spend the night.
I love that idea. Now, these tickets are very popular. How limited is it? How many tickets do you sell?
Let's see. We sell 1,500.
Okay.
And we are, you know, we are getting close. So we're not sold out. So mm-hmm. We do have plenty of tickets. When I say plenty, there's not plenty, but
right.
we do have tickets. So hurry up and get them.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's just, we do pre-sell all the tickets. So,
okay. You
know, you have to get them online before. And like I said, there are two check-in locations and you can pick which one. We're prepared to check in either place. So we're looking forward to a fun, great day, and hopefully we'll have great weather like we did last year. But it is a, you know, we will have it no matter what.
So. Okay. All right. So windy, rainy, sunny, anything like that, whatever we've got going on, the event is still happening. Now, is the check-in spots or the places that you're going to go and taste chowder, are some of them outdoors?
Both people have, most people have tents. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, we have had, it's a kind of an all-weather event.
Yeah.
So I would suggest if it's rainy or windy or cold, you know, just dress up, bundle up. You may have to wade in a little bit of a line in the elements, but mm-hmm. you know, that's all part of the fun, in my opinion.
Exactly, a little bit of camaraderie.
Make lots of chowder friends.
Exactly, get close with your neighbors and share
right.
chowder stories while you're waiting in line. I love it, so much fun. Now, because this is organized by Visit BodegaBayCA.com, the Bodega Bay Area Chamber, is this a benefit for local organizations?
So what we do, this is our main, I would say our largest fundraiser for the Bodega Bay Chamber, and within that, Bodega Bay Area Chamber, which encompasses a number of the small towns. And what we like to do is just provide a community and support for all of our businesses, anyone that has a business out here. And you can certainly look at our website for membership into that. But what this does is it provides us with the funds to help with our visitor center, which is a great resource for people visiting our area, mm-hmm. And also just locals or just anybody wanting information. So we spend part of our money there to help support that. We also use part of the funds, of course, for just marketing our area and our chamber functions. We are all a volunteer chamber, so mm-hmm. there's not, it doesn't go to us. And we also have, we do lots of their area charities that we donate to. We'll use a portion of it for that too, as well as school programs in Somalis and in Bodega Bay. So there's a number of things we use it for, and so this is our big event that we do.
All right, excellent. So buy your tickets now. Do not wait, because they do sell out, and the tickets are $30 each. How much is the portion that you get at each of your 12 stops, roughly?
Oh, well, you get two ounces, and those cups, they get pretty full. So
okay.
You get lots of chowder.
Very good. So come hungry, you'll get a commemorative spoon. Now, when you say commemorative spoon, does it have anything printed on it or anything like that?
You know, this is the best part of it, and I kind of hate to spoil the surprise.
okay.
So in our minds, this is the first year we're doing the commemorative pin that does say Bodega Bay Chowder Day on it.
Cool.
But what's really awesome is that it is a pin spoon. Imagine that.
It's a what?
It's a pin spoon. You can use it to write your notes about the chowder.
No.
It really is. Can you believe this? It's amazing.
Right. That is so cool. Oh my gosh, that's worth the $30 right there.
I'm telling you.
That's amazing. All right. And then finally, is this a pet-friendly event, or should you leave pets at home?
It's a pet-friendly event, but it also depends on the restaurant. So, in other words, if you are going to a restaurant and planning on taking your dog, I always say your dog, no matter where you are, your dog should be well-behaved.
Yep.
Our restaurant's very pet-friendly, and you can always, the stops are pretty quick. So, I'm sure you could leave your pet in your car if you want to go to the beach afterwards or whatever. But we, most places, if you're chasing, you're walking up to a little tented area. So I would say, yes, bring your pets.
Okay.
Bring your pets. But just be respectful of, people's interior space for their restaurants and things like that. Just in terms of health codes and stuff. But,
right.
But yes, lots of people bring their pets. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes a lot of sense. Well, I'm looking at your website and hovering over that buy tickets button right now. But there's so many fun photos from years past. If you head to visitbodegabayca.com, that's where you can purchase your tickets and get all of the information as to the participants. And oh my goodness, this is going to be so much fun. I'm seeing pictures of Charlie and the Chowder Factory.
Yes. Yes.
I guess that's from last year.
That
was Fishitarian.
I believe that was, I hope I'm not saying, I'm not looking at the picture, but I'm pretty sure that was Fishitarian.
Yeah, it is Fishitarian on there. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my
they
gosh.
They go all out. So it's well, everybody does. But
yeah.
They've had some great themes in the past. So.
All right. So get your chowder clothing ready.
And
have fun tasting really world-class, delicious chowder at 12 different locations in Valley Ford and Bodega Bay. Maybe bring layers because you don't know what the weather is going to be like. We're getting closer to the event. The Chowder Day, the 21st annual, is happening on the 27th of January at the end of the month here. It's a Saturday. You will be driving from place to place, so carpooling is great with your group, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you complete your tastings and get all of your stamps on your map by 3 p.m., then you can turn it in and be eligible for great raffle prizes that they will be giving away. Also, there's prizes for those who are the most spirited and show off their chowder love and their outfits online on social media and tagging both the chamber and all the different restaurants, things like that. So this is really fun, a great way to go out and explore West County and the coast and have so much fun. Shauna, thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, thank you so much for letting us get here and talk about our fun community and fun event. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
It's absolutely delicious. The Bodega Bay Area Chamber event is Chowder Day, coming up again on the 27th of January. And get your tickets now at visitbodegabayca.com. This is Sonoma County Focus.
Sonoma County Focus.
Keep your kids safe online at a free social media safety event. Joining us on the live line is Rainey Howe, Executive Director of the Poly Class Foundation. Good morning, Rainey. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Michelle. Happy New Year to you.
So we've got a social media safety event that is coming up at the Poly Class Community Theater in Petaluma on Western Ave on Sunday, January 14th. What will people be learning about at this event?
So this event is really all about helping kids ages 12 to 16 understand how to stay safe online. For example, choosing when to post online, why these choices matter, unintended consequences of sexting and other online communications, the sex trafficking of minors, which very sadly does happen in Sonoma County, the dangers of running away, training to identify red flags that online predators may be the person communicating with them. While they might think it's a peer, it could be an adult predator, and potential resources for students who may have been victimized online. So it's a lot of information. It's presented by Jennifer Thompson, who's the Director of Legislation and Education for the Poly Class Foundation. This program is also available at no charge to schools in Sonoma and Marin counties. And it's an opportunity for parents and their children or educators and their students to understand what those dangers are and help kids to really own the fact that they are the first line of defense against online threats.
Taking a look at the flyer that you sent over about the event, and one of the bulletins says, how to stay safe online and in the real world. I'm assuming it's telling kids that the online world is not the real world.
Yes, that's correct. The online world is not the real world, but sadly, it has real consequences if you don't really take a defensive view, kind of like, you know, when you learn to drive, it's about defensive driving. Really being online, you're in a world that could look real, but turn out to be very different than what you think it is. So at most people that know about the Poly Class case, the horrific fact that she was taken from her very own bedroom, the parallel that we have today is that kids are online in their very own bedrooms talking to people that they do not really know. And sometimes a predator will just be out there looking for a child or a teenager to say, you know, I hate my mom, or I can't wait till I turn 18 and get out of here. And they will jump right on that and sometimes send somebody right to that child's door to pick them up under the guise of wanting to take care of them. So it has devastating consequences, and kids and their families and educators really need to understand this.
Now, for children in this age range, early teens and teenagers, they tend to not put a lot of credence into what their parents say. There's a lot of eye rolling, sure, mom, whatever, right? And so yeah. Does this message hit a lot harder and with more importance, and kids take it more seriously if it comes from someone besides their parents?
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. So Jenny is a former FBI agent and is to be taken very seriously. There's members of law enforcement that support this program. And it is better that kids hear this from an expert. She is an expert in the field and has had decades of experience with online abductions. And that's what we're calling them, online abductions. So it's a great program. It has video. We have a big screen in the Polyclass Theater. So it's super engaging. And also, Jersey Mike's is providing free sandwiches to attendees. So people are going to show up at 5:30, have their dinner between 5:30 and 6, and then the program lasts an hour, and then there's Q&A. There's really no better way to spend your Sunday if you have kids ages 12 to 16, because they're going to come away with the tools they need to stay safe.
Rainey, I'm also assuming there's a couple of ways to do this. You could go if you're a parent by yourself, or bring your kid with you.
Yes, you could. I mean, the program is really for the kids more than the parents. But if the parents, you know, want to come by themselves to understand these things, that's fine. But the best benefit that your child will get is by them attending the program. But we would not turn a parent away.
Do you see reactions from children who are at this kind of training session in the past say, oh my gosh, I've made these mistakes?
Yeah. Before COVID, we went in person to classrooms. Now schools can choose if they want to have the program in person or online. But in person, sometimes when we brought up certain behaviors like, have you ever talked to somebody online but you don't really know who they are? Or have you ever shared an inappropriate picture with, you know, a boyfriend or girlfriend that asked you for it? And you could just see these kids' faces either turning purple or blanching. And especially boys, when we talk about the fact that when you ask for an inappropriate picture of somebody and share it with somebody else, that's actually the distribution of child pornography. And it's a felony. And if you get caught, you can become a registered sex offender for the rest of your life. And we've had cases like that in Sonoma County. And it's just teenagers making really poor choices, not realizing that it's going to have a consequence that will follow them around the rest of their lives.
Well, this is very important information, and it is a free event coming up on Sunday, January 14th. It is 5:30. Come by for some free food from Jersey Mike's, and then attend the one-hour social media safety class at the Polyclass Community Theater, 417 Western Avenue in Petaluma.